Danny Green joins us on Sports Byline. He just completed a double, winning an NBA championship to go along with the NCAA championship that he won in North Carolina. And Danny is also the only player in the history of the ACC with at least 1,000 points, 500 rebounds, 250 assists, 150 three-pointers, 150 blocks, and 150 steals. And during the 2013 NBA Finals, Danny set an NBA record for most three-point field goals made in a finals series. Danny, you've had a chance to absorb this championship now, and I'm just wondering your reflections on it. What is it that made it possible to be so dominating over Miami?
Just the way we moved the ball. Everybody, you know, was on the same page. We were clicking. Everybody's healthy at the right time. And, you know, people were, you know, making shots at the right time as well. But we moved the ball extremely well. Got open looks, took uncontested shots, played good defense, got the stops we wanted. But most importantly, I said, moved the ball very well and got, you know, every look we wanted.
You know, it's interesting you say move the ball. That sounds so basic when it comes to basketball. Is it as basic as it sounds, or do other people just not do that?
It's pretty basic, but at the same time, you know, it has to be, you know, a lot of effort put into everything that you do. Whether it's moving the ball, passing, playing defense, you know, you got to make an extreme effort to try to, you know, get an open look for not just yourself but your teammate. So you got to really attack. You got to be aggressive. There's more than just moving the ball. You got to be aggressive and make the defense play you and, you know, keep them honest by being a threat. And, you know, when you have a shot, take it. And if you don't have it and your teammate has a better shot, then, you know, find him an open shot or get him an open shot if you think you can.
One of the things that I do know is that teams look for motivation, and I'm sure for you and the rest of the Spurs, it came from what happened last year in the NBA Finals against Miami. But put that into perspective, because it does still come down to dribbling, shooting, and playing defense. Tell me a little bit about after last season, how you guys looked upon it and how you used it this season.
Well, every year, you know, 29 teams lose, and there's only one team that stands, so every team has the motivation to come back stronger and be better and you know, want to be the last team standing. We got everybody back, and we've had this group together for a couple of years now, which is, you know, unlikely in a league like this. There's so many moves going on business-wise where guys get traded, signed, or cut, you know, whatever, waived, and, you know, usually don't have the same team back, you know, each year, year and out. We were able to do that for a couple of years in a row, and like I said, we were like the rest of the 29 other teams that we just lost, you know, against the last team standing. So, you know, it gave us pretty good motivation to come back. So, you know, we just took it, looked at it as a motivation, just like every year possible, try to get better, and knew we had to be perfect against, you know, a great Miami team. They're two-time defending champs for a reason. They're really good. We have to be even better to win in terms of to beat them.
I know that you guys play Miami during the course of the regular season, but as you and I both know, that once you make the postseason, it kind of gets ratcheted up a little bit more. The fact that you had familiarity with them last season in the NBA playoffs, particularly in the finals, was that helpful to you guys in getting ready for this finals against them?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Every experience from last year to this year helped us. And obviously, the games that we played in this year, we weren't 100% healthy, but even those games helped us. And watching them play all year, you know, they're always on ESPN. They get, you know, some of the best three guys in the league on their team, so they're always going to be on TV, so it's easy to really watch them and scout them. So we were able to watch them all year, and obviously playing against them last year helped as well.
One of the things that I always hear is that teams have a 7 or 8 man rotation, and sometimes they'll go 9 or 10. But in your case, you guys have a deep bench, and you have a lot of players that can do a lot of different things. Tell me about the rest of the team beyond the starting five.
They're a big key to what we do and how, how successful we are. You know, they come with the bench, they do a great job of picking up the slack, picking up the energy. You know, Patty comes in with a lot of energy, picking up, you know, full court. Manu gives us great scoring off the bench, and Marco, also another good shooter. And Boris, you know, can start or come off the bench. He's just a mismatch problem, you know, overall for guards and bigs. So, you know, any one of those guys can start in any other team in the NBA. So, you know, our bench is kind of like a second starting five, and that helps. When you have a team that deep or you have a, you know, deep bench, it helps your team be successful, because some nights you're going to have, you know, starters not playing as well as they should be. You need somebody to pick up the slack. When you can go 10 deep or when somebody gets hurt, it helps you continue to, you know, win games throughout the season when you have, you're shorthanded.
You mentioned about Patty, and I had a chance to, of course, watch him here in the San Francisco Bay Area when he was over in the East Bay playing his college basketball at St. Mary's. And it's interesting about him. He has the capability of penetrating as well as being out on the perimeter and shooting the three-point. I would think that that would give, along with you being able to shoot the three-pointers so well and others, that would just give teams fits in matching up.
Yeah, that's the reason why we were so good at, getting open looks or finding open shots or getting three-pointers. And one of the top teams in the league at shooting three-pointers and making three-pointers. because we have guys like Patty, Marco, myself, and Manu shooting it well from behind the arc. And even Boris stepped it up in the playoffs, knocking down shots from, you know, behind the arc. But Patty, he's just a great addition for us. And he came off the bench this year, you know, bringing us a lot of energy and making plays not just offensively but defensively. And because you watch him in the Bay Area in college, you know, should know he's a scorer first. He's a pretty point guard, but he's, you know, a great shooter and a great scorer. So that's what he does. And he learned to, you know, adapt to the game into making plays for others, not just himself. And that's what, you know, helped our team a lot this year.
And you've had, of course, a chance to watch an up-close future Hall of Famer in Tim Duncan. And what is it that you as a professional basketball player appreciate about him as a professional basketball player?
That he, night in, night out, no matter what is going on, or how old he is, he continues to put up double-double. And to do it at his age is kind of, it's amazing. It's hard to, you know, explain. You know, I'm not that old at all. I don't consider myself old. But you know, each year I feel my body certain games, certain minutes. And he's, you know, a lot older than me. And for him to continue to do that, and I've been watching him since I was in, you know, middle school, high school. And for him to continue to do it night in, night out, and, you know, come to practice and come to games, you know, same professional attitude, with no complaints or no words, you know, it's easy for everybody else to follow his lead, and that's the main reason why we're so successful.
Yeah, and he doesn't take a game off. I've watched him for a very long time. Is that more attitude? Is that more just his character and his personality, or what is it?
Definitely a mental aspect, mental toughness. It starts from, you know, him on down, especially with Pop. Pop's not going to, you know, give you any sympathy. He's going to continue to push guys. He's going to continue to push, you know, everyone from the top on down, Timmy as well. And, you know, he does a good job of resting guys and keeping us fresh as well. That's a big key. But so it's all mental, really. And the mental focus that Timmy has is unbelievable. And obviously, he's physically gifted and talented with, you know, the body he's given. He's very athletic, tall, big, and is able to, you know, let him play a long time in his league. But, you know, he works at it very hard every summer. And he gets his body right and in shape, and that's what, you know, keeps him or allows him to play so many games for so long in as many years. He's a beast at his workouts and staying in shape.
Danny, one of the things I've always observed, and maybe you can help me here, is that it's probably easier to keep the play and the attitude of the San Antonio Spurs because San Antonio is in front of the name Spurs instead of the New York Spurs, if you know what I'm talking about. How much easier is it to play down there than, say, in a market like Chicago or New York?
It's a lot easier because it's a lot less going on. It keeps you very professional. It's a nice city, love it. The fans are great. And like you said, there's not too much to get into trouble with in San Antonio. So it's easy to, you know, to stay focused and keep you professional there. You know, regardless of the city, I think, you know, with a head coach like Pop, you know, he's going to have us in line either way. But like I said, it makes it a lot easier than when you're in a city that's very laid back where the fans love you and, you know, there's not much trouble going on there. And you know, it's a family city, so... It's not much nightlife partying and all that other stuff going on, but everybody's focused. Everybody there has families. So we're an older group, more of experience, a veteran group, and you know, everybody has families, and you know, the partying lifestyle for us is kind of over. So we kind of just, it's easy to just focus on basketball.
Danny, a final question. I know in game number one, LeBron had problems with cramps, and right after that, I saw your tweet about the fact that if he had been taking alchemy water, he wouldn't have had that problem. Tell me a little bit about that.
I think it was a good time to put out the alchemy water. A good time to promote it, you know. And obviously, everybody felt that game. You know, not just him. I mean, obviously, he cramped up and he got most of the attention, but everybody got hot flashes. It was not an easy game to play in. And I was very dehydrated. My body was feeling heavy. And you know, trainers and coaches were like, make sure you rehydrate yourself, you know, as best as possible. So, you know, the best way for me was, you know, to get that good water. I mean, it's got, you know, a lot of electrolytes in it, and it's good for your blood levels and it kind of hydrates you, you know, faster than any other water that I've drinking. And, you know, I'm not really a big water guy. Usually can't tell the difference between waters, but when I drink alchemy water, I can tell the difference, and it replenishes me a lot quicker than normal.
And if anybody wants to know more, be sure to visit alchemywater.com. One final question is that when you think back on the NBA playoffs, particularly the finals against Miami, is there a moment during the playoffs and maybe the finals that sticks in Danny Green's mind?
This past year?
Yes.
All those moments, man. Even last year's finals when we lost, those moments will stick in my mind forever, too. Because, you know, even though we won this year, we still, you know, lost one last year. We know that we felt in our minds we let it slip away. I mean, they're a very good team, and we don't take nothing away from them. They earned it, but we felt like we let it slip away last year. And I remember every game, and this year as well. We won one. This is even more exciting and, you know, a better memory to end, better way to end the season with better memories. And, you know, game by game, we had different heroes. And I think I'm going to remember that. You know, somebody stepped up in each game and played well for us. And it wasn't just one guy. But obviously Kawhi had a monster series. Timmy had a great series as well. And Tony led us all season. Manu stepped up and played a lot bigger and better game than he did last year. And I was happy for him.
Danny, I've enjoyed this conversation. You're welcome here anytime on Sports Byline. Congratulations on the championship, and come back and visit us again.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Danny Green, again, completed the double-double, winning the NBA championship with the Spurs, the NCAA championship with North Carolina. We continue across the country and around the world. We've got you on Sports Byline.